Chapter 5. Clothing. The scriptures frequently use the color white or white clothing to symbolize purity. Angels are frequently described as wearing white clothing. The book of Revelation talks about the worthy dead being clothed in white clothing. Thou hast a few names, even in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palms in their hands. These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. When performing ordinances in the temple, we wear white clothing. This white clothing is symbolic of purity and equality with our brothers and sisters. After entering the temple, we go to a private changing booth and locker where we exchange our Sunday clothes for the white clothing we bring with us. We keep this white clothing on until we have completed our ordinances. After completing our ordinances, we come back to our private booth and locker to change back into our Sunday clothes prior to leaving the temple. Modesty is strictly preserved in the temple at all times. The garment. The temple garments may be seen on the church website under the subject Sacred Temple Clothing, churchofjesuschrist.org. The best explanation of the importance of the temple garment that I have read is given by Elder Boyd K. Packer in his classic response to the faculty and staff of the Chaplains Training School. Elder Packer first invited these chaplains to share their feelings about their own clerical clothing. They agreed that their sacred clothing reminded them of their responsibility to conduct themselves as representatives of the Lord, that their clothing set them apart from the world and reminded them of the sacred covenants they had made. Elder Packer explained that our temple garment has the same importance to the leaders of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Where we differ is that we have no career professional clergy. All able and worthy adults in The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have opportunities to serve. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Both our male and female leaders may be engaged in professions that require certain uniforms or safety clothes. Our leaders may serve in the military, post office, construction, manufacturing, fire departments, or other public service positions where our uniforms help the public know to whom they can go for service. As a consequence, we wear our sacred garments unobtrusively under our civilian clothing. Yet in its position next to our body, our sacred garments remind us that we are representatives of Jesus Christ and that we need to behave accordingly. We are reminded of the sacred covenants we have made in the temple and that on the inside, we are also set apart from the world. One summer, my PhD committee chairman got me, the author, an internship in New Jersey where my chairman was on a sabbatical leave from Brigham Young University. I couldn't afford to stay in a hotel for long, so when I saw a roommate wanted ad for an apartment close to an Atlantic beach in West Long Branch, New Jersey, I was ready to snap it up. The apartment was furnished with one queen-sized bed and one twin-sized bed, both in the same room. The incumbent renter claimed the queen-sized bed, but offered to switch with me on nights when I brought home a girl to sleep with, as he sometimes did. Of course, I had no intention of sleeping with a girl before marriage. Still, my first thought was, what would I say if my roommate barged in with a girl while I was standing there in my temple garments? How was that going to work? How was I going to explain what my temple garments were and what they meant to me? And why I was living with a young man who was sleeping around? Clearly, this was not going to work. My committee chair rushed to my aid by inviting me to stay with his family in his rented house until I found a returned missionary to rent an apartment with me for the rest of the summer. This was one time my garments were a reminder to me of who I was and the promises I have made to my Lord. A quarterback who played in the National Football League told a story where he was with a teammate when the teammate asked where he could get some underwear like the quarterback's. Then, thinking of the considerable tithing the quarterback was paying on his professional football income, the quarterback smiled and answered something to the effect, "Don't even think about it. You can't afford this underwear." Well, the temple garment really isn't expensive, but it's worth a lot to persons who are endowed from on high in the Holy Temple. My memory from a talk by a former National Football League player who was a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.